This is an executive summary of the 721 Exchange One-Way Door, Losing 1031 Eligibility, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 721 Exchange offers powerful benefits, diversification, liquidity, passive income, and estate planning, but it comes with a critical catch that every investor must understand before proceeding. It's generally a one-way door. Once you contribute your property to a rights operating partnership and receive up units, you've left the world of direct real estate, and you generally can't get back in tax-free. Specifically, you lose 1031 eligibility, because op units are a partnership interest, not like kind real property. You can't do a 1031 exchange with them. This means the 721 exchange is a commitment to right ownership, not a reversible step. For the right investor, ready to commit, this is fine, even the intended outcome. But it's a consequence you must understand fully before contributing. This guide explains the one-way door, what it means, why it happens, what you can do after, the trade-off, and when it's acceptable. The one-way door metaphor captures the essence of the 721 exchange's irreversibility. You can go through it, from direct property into right ownership, but you can't come back through tax-free. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.